Speaking of great action, if you're a footy fan, it kicks off tomorrow in the pre-season competition, the Amy Community Series, and the Blues are in action at Marvel Stadium against the Saints. And Mark Murphy, I'm sure he's excited about getting back in there. 16 years he's been doing this. He brings up game number 300, hopefully some stage this year in 2021. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Murph.
G'day, Haas.
Great to have you with us. Are you playing tomorrow night?
I think so. They're doing team selection at the moment, so hopefully I get a gig. But, I think most guys are putting their hand up at the moment, which is great.
You've been around for a long time now. I mentioned 300's just around the corner. A lot of pre-seasons. This is a very different one on the back of the COVID 2020 season. Did you enjoy the fact that you didn't have to train for months and months in preparation for a round one or a pre-season competition?
I certainly did. I think when you're going into year 16, I think the less time at pre-season is always a good result. But I think in general, it's better for everyone, really, unless you're probably a first to four-year player. I think it's important that guys have a good balance about sort of work and whether that's some sort of study as well they can do, because it's a pretty hard gig playing football all year round. We do get some time off at the end of each season, but I think the guys being able to have that sort of balance with work and study is really important for post-football, but I think it's also important for guys to work out what sort of training plans they have for themselves as well. And if they don't come back in good nick, then they'll fall behind anyway. So I think it was really good for our whole group, really.
Half how many years did you say Murph played for?
This is number 16, I think.
Yeah, 16, Whitey.
That's amazing. I remember you at draft camp. It seems like yesterday, going up to Canberra. Just with that last year playing... You played all games, but through the shortened season, as in not as many games and the quarters not as long, is that good for you to have that going into this year, that your body might be a bit fresher?
Yeah, I think so. We did have like games within 4 or 5 days of each other, so that maybe counteracted that a little bit. But I was like, well, most guys are coming off each game still feeling like they had something in the tank, so... It certainly was noticeable, the game being shorter, and I think it certainly did probably help me on the back end of my career, that it was a year that was pretty interrupted. Shorter games, as you said, it was very different. I feel really fresh at the moment. We've all been back for, 7 or 8 weeks, really. But obviously the lead-up training pre-Christmas, everyone did it individually. But, mentally I feel really good, physically really fresh, so... looking forward now to play against some opposition tomorrow night with some crowd and the Melbourne people are obviously pretty excited about footy being back, so it's an awesome time in Melbourne.
And is that important to you? You mentioned about playing in front of crowds, and obviously you played in front of some crowds when you're playing predominantly in Queensland and in Perth and wherever else you played, but to get in front of the faithful again late in your career, how much does that give you a bit of a boost?
It's actually huge. I mean, you probably don't appreciate it when you play for quite a long time, how important fans are and crowds are to football. And, I certainly felt that last year, sort of almost motivation at times was almost lacking a bit because there was no real atmosphere at all. We were at our season preview the other night, just talking to some fans there about how excited they are to see football back. And I think even just in sport in general, like athletes rise to the occasion when there is atmosphere in the on the court or on the footy field. It makes athletes perform better, I think, as well. And fans are certainly crucial to sport everywhere around the world.
And what about for you, Murph, from a positional perspective? We've seen you play inside, play outside, play on a wing. What are we going to see for Mark Murphy in 2021 for Blues fans?
I think I'll spend a fair bit more time forward. I've trained basically there this whole pre-season. I've gone through the midfield at times, and I think that's probably something that'll happen throughout the year, whether we need like a burst of run or something if that requires me to go into the midfield. But I've actually been really enjoying playing forward and trying to get on the end of a few and try and set up a few goals, and I think we're working pretty well down there at the moment. So it's actually a really exciting group. Little Zachy Fisher that I've been working closely with at the moment's going really well, and we're enjoying what we're doing down there at the moment. Now we get to test ourselves against good oppo tomorrow night, which is great.
What's the latest on Big Charlie? He won't be there for a little while for you to get to the feet of for the Navy Blues. What's the latest on Charlie Curnow?
I think it's a slow and steady one at the moment with Charlie. I know he's had some good results lately with some scans, and I think he's getting back into some work soon. So he's got his strut up again, which is great. So he's certainly wobbling around the footy club a little bit more. So he's obviously feeling good about himself, which is great because he's a pretty special player, Charlie. So I know the club won't rush it. It's playing a long sort of game with him. But, yeah, I'm pretty excited about trying to play with him as soon as I can.
Yeah, I'm sure the Baggers fans are keen to see him back out there sooner rather than later. So we'll see what happens with Big Charlie. You've seen a lot of players come and go throughout your time, Merv. 16 years does that at one venue.
Yep.
But there's been a couple of additions this year that they are saying that all the fans want to be seeing make a difference to the possibilities for this squad full stop. And that Zach Williams and Saad as well. How have you seen them integrate into the squad? And what are you seeing from a performance perspective to suggest that that might in fact be the case?
Yeah, I think probably most people would say that we probably lacked a little bit of outside run and pace. And those two guys have that in spades, and they've both played a heap of football. So, you know, first of all, you get experience, you get class, and then you get speed. It's a pretty good mix to add to our side. So I think I'll compliment, obviously, guys in the midfield like Cripper and Setterfield, who are taller. And then you've got Walsh, who's coming to his third year, who's an amazing athlete and runner, footballer in general, really. So they're going to add quite a bit. I think they just make things happen. So if we're not scoring or it's pretty slow, you can rely on those two guys. If they get the ball in their hands, they'll make something happen. And, you know, playing forward at the moment in this pre-season, I've been enjoying sort of trying to get on the end of a few of them. So, they've got plenty of class and experience, which is what our group really needed.
We might get some more check sides from the pocket sort of activity inside 50. Right? This is one of the great exponents of the check sides.
That is
this
true.
This is very exciting.
There we go.
Yeah, very good. On either side. Just the run-ons last year. I know, you know, a lot of Carlton fans who listen to this program would get frustrated by the run-ons from the opposition, you know, when you were playing in games. Is that something you've really tried to focus on combating in the pre-season, or is it something that will have to evolve once you start playing games again?
We focused on it, you know, in last season in the hub. We've done a fair bit of work on it this pre-season, talked a bit about it, but I think we sort of identified that we had guys who, you know, they were getting a run on, teams were getting a run on, and guys were trying to do too much and fix it all themselves, and we've sort of spoken a fair bit about just playing your role, doing what your role requires at that time to get the game back on our momentum swing. So I think it was guys was actually trying too hard to try and fix it, and our sort of system going out the door a little bit. So, yeah, we certainly learned some hard lessons, and I think the majority of our games, we were playing great footy, and we had 15 minutes of football where they'll kick five goals, and that'd be the game. So, you know, if we can reduce that to two goals rather than four or five, you know, we'll go a long way to winning those games that we missed out on last year. But, yeah, we'll certainly find out how we go in that department when we start the season.
And just back page of The Age today, Blues, time to deliver. That's from Robert Walls, who thinks that it's time to deliver. Do you feel it's time? Do you feel that you've got the team? And you've played in finals with Carlton before, so you know what's required to have a finals team. Do you think this is a team that's capable?
I certainly think we're capable. I think the way, I know everyone talks about this time of year, that everyone's trading the house down, but I genuinely believe that our skills are as good as they've ever been. I think we've got enough experience now. I don't think we're a young side as such anymore. If you look through our best 22, or there'll probably be 26 guys that you'd probably throw in there at the moment, it's a pretty decent side. I think we learned a lot of lessons last year about ourselves. We're in a lot of games, had those little blowouts within periods of games that cost us games. And people link that back to what Brisbane were like 2 or 3 years ago when they lost a lot of close games. And as long as we learn those lessons, but I firmly believe that we're certainly on the right track. And I'm as positive as I've been in a long time about where we're at the moment. We just need to stay healthy, and that's the main thing for us at the moment. And, I'm sure our fans are pretty excited about watching us live this year.
There's no doubt about that, and they cannot wait. Tomorrow at Marvel kicks off against the Saints in the preseason competition. Of course, Richmond to kick off the season proper in a few weeks' time. But there's more happening in your world, Murph. It's not just playing forward, kicking snags, Czechside style from the boundary or getting to the front of the big fellas. There's babies on the way. You've got another one on the way.
Got another one on the way. So, yeah, got a little girl due in July. So, yeah, we're pretty pumped about that. So, adds a little Matthew's just over three. So, all happening. So, hopefully, there's no hub or anything going on. We're in Melbourne. So, it's an exciting time in the Murphy household.
Yeah, very exciting times. And the age-old question, you'll get asked, if it happens on game day, what do you do, Murph?
we'll work that out when we get to it.
Good answer.
Strong response. Yeah. Good response. She might be listening. Great to chat as always. You're becoming, hopefully, the sixth Blue to play 300 games, which is a fantastic achievement in such a great storied club. And hopefully for the Blues, a big year and September beckons, mate. Appreciate your time. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Good to have a chat.